Tell the difference. And welcome to God's house this wonderful Sabbath day, and it's Mother's Day, and we want to wish all of our mothers a happy, happy Mother's Day. And we want to remember all the mothers that have gone on before us. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you've given us, and we thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace. Lord, we thank you for the mothers that are still with us, and we pray for the mothers that have gone on before us that are with you. Lord, our mothers have meant so much to us, have made us what we are, and we thank you for them and all of their service to you as well. Lord, we ask you to be with us today as we not only honor our mothers, but we worship the one and only true Lord of all, and that is you. In Christ's holy and precious name we pray, amen. Once again, we're blessed to have our trio of singers. No, I got chastised last week. Jacob and his trio of singers. So, Jacob, would you bring them up, please?
Everybody believes that. Okay, we were trying to pick a song with Mother's Day in mind, and we searched and we searched, so then we looked to Google. And this song that we have sung many times was on the list, and the more I've thought about the lyrics over the last few days, I see it. I can see the connection to Mother's Day. This song, Oceans, is about us trusting in God, following Him even when times are difficult and scary. And think about, as a mother, how many times we tell our kids, just trust us. Just go. Whether it's taking those first steps or learning to ride a bike or trying a piece of food that they think is going to be yucky. And we need to be that child of God, trusting Him, following Him out there upon the waters into the great unknown.
Upon your I've been singing for a long time. It's got a beautiful message to it. It's about a special lady in my life, simply entitled, Hello Mama. I just called to tell you all those tears you shed for me, they were not in vain. Oh, and something happened tonight while traveling down a country road. I thought that you should be the first to know that I'm not the same. All those dreary days are over now. Those sleepless nights are past. All those prayers for me, they're answered now at last. For I am not the boy I used to be. And mama, you can sleep tonight. Everything's gonna be okay. Oh, and I remember every night before you'd go to sleep, I'd hear you pray the Lord my soul to keep, that I might find the way. And you know something, folks? I'm so thankful. Through my loneliness and wasted years, mama, those prayers kept ringing in my ears every night and day. Tonight, for I found Jesus. Now everything's all right. For I'm not the boy I used to be. And mama, you can sleep tonight. Mother's Day.
Very good message and song by both sets of singers, and we are very proud to have them. And proud of the message that they have shared with us. The title of my sermon today is Ways to Love Your Mother. I have to be honest. Mother's Day for me is emotional for a lot of reasons. One, I didn't spend but 2 years with my mother. I was raised in an orphanage. So this message this morning, Ways to Love Your Mother. I really got from watching Sue and her mother. Sue's mother was a great lady, a very good mother. Good mother-in-law. Sue is a really, really good mother. I kind of went back and looked at ways that the scripture says, and then the rest is just common sense. My scripture selection is John 19. John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. May we hear the word of the Lord. Therefore the soldiers did these things, but standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus then saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. Normally, this Sunday, preachers usually use scripture from Isaiah, and it's talking about, Proverbs, excuse me, and it's talking about a virtuous woman. And I could use that, but I felt led to this scripture and this topic. Does your mother know that you love her? Or does she have to assume that you love her? Do you express your devotion to her and your gratefulness for all she's ever done for you? It is one thing to say to say you love your mother, but it's another to be willing to pay the price to honor and to care for her. Perhaps the greatest of this example was when Jesus was shown hung on the cross. Verses 26 and 27 that I read earlier tells us, when Jesus then saw his mother, the disciple whom he loved, standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. Even in his dying moments, Jesus Christ was more concerned about his mother than anything else at that particular one moment. And he made a provision for her care. Are you treating your mom with the same love, the same respect that Christ expressed? Even if you reside far away from your mother, or if she is not living any longer, how you talk about her to others and how you live your life will speak volumes about your attitude for your mother. Whether that's positive or whether that's negative. there are many ways that we could show how you can love your mother, how you can honor your mother in such a manner that is pleasing to God. 10 ways to love your mother. And I know you could come up with much, much more. And I don't have these in any particular order, except that's the order it come out of my brain. Number one, love your mother verbally. A woman needs to hear that she is loved. So tell your mother that you care for her. Tell her every day. Don't make her, "Well, I just know it." I use this example one other time, and I hope she'll forgive me for using it now. But I heard Sue's dad say to my mother-in-law, "I love you," one time. Now, I know they loved each other, and I know they expressed it in a different way. But she was getting ready to have surgery. And we were around the bed, and we were holding hands, and I said a prayer. And he said, "I love you, old lady." And he bends down and kisses her on the forehead. I lost it. I had to go out of the room. I had never heard him say that. We need to express daily our love for our mothers, our spouses, our families. Express your admiration for her best qualities. Do not criticize her in a manner that will hurt her feelings. Remember Exodus 20, verse 12. It says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged." If you just confront your mother about something, do it gently. Do it with love. Do it with respect. God promises that if you do so, your life will be full. Secondly, love your mother physically. Your mother was the first one to hold you and the first one to cradle you. She fed you, she clothed you, she built your character in a way that no one else could. She needs your caring touch. Therefore, hug your mother often. Show her that you love her. Don't just tell her. Show her. Even if she does not know how to return your affection, embrace her whenever you can. It will make a tremendous difference in her life and yours as well. Thirdly, love your mother patiently. No one is perfect, but if there is one who merits our tolerance, our understanding, our patience. It is our mothers. Though it is true that our moms sometimes say and do things that we don't like, we must remember that they labor under a huge responsibility. This is especially true when considering single mothers who are raising their children on their own, or when we consider mothers that the families are poor and can't provide like other families can. Not only do these mothers bear the burden of feeding and clothing their family, but also in educating them, teaching them to seek God, and instructing them to behave in a moral manner. Instead of complaining, we should pray for them very often. Number four, love your mother gratefully. Regardless of how your mother raised you, she gave you life and did the very best she knew how at that particular time. Are you thankful for her efforts? Or are you perhaps judging her by an unreasonable standard? Her heart holds memories that you will never know anything about. In fact, if you knew all the events that influenced how she brought you up, you might be surprised at how well she managed. Therefore, look for ways to express your gratitude for all that your mother has done for you. Make her proud by living a godly life and passing that love to your children through them, because God gave that love to you. Number five, love your mother generously. When was the last time you did something for your mother to show her just how much you love her? Have you considered what you can do to make your mother's life any easier? What is it that she wants? What is it that she truly needs? Keep your eyes and ears open for the things you can provide for her, because there are times they'll let something slip that they want this or they need this. Sue's good for that. She'll let something slip. Or she'll tell our granddaughter, well, I would like to have this. And who's the first person my daughter-in-law is going to come to? Me. So, love your mother generously. Don't forget her. Instead, give her whatever she needs lovingly and sacrificially. Number six, love your mother tenderly. Be open and sensitive to your mother's emotions. In general, moms give an incredible amount of themselves. And all they really want in return is for us to appreciate them, to love them, to listen to their thoughts and their feelings, and to love them unconditionally. In fact, the longer your mother lives, the more she will crave meaningful time with you. Of course, this will require your careful attention. It will require a lot of patience. The older Sue's mother got, the more she wanted Sue around her. She wanted me. She really wanted Sue. And it took a lot of patience for Sue, a lot of understanding. And I know in several of your conditions, your mothers demanded that same from you. When you realize that you will not always be enjoying her presence, you'll see just how precious these moments with her truly are or were. Number seven, love your mother forgivingly. The truth is, there is never a legitimate reason for you to hold a grudge against your mother. In Ephesians 4:32, the Apostle Paul instructs, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you." If you ever begin to feel angry about some of the past hurts, remember just how many times both she and God have forgiven you. Think about all the things that she has sacrificed for you. Then show her forgiveness and compassion. Number eight, love your mother devotedly. When was the last time you prayed with your mother, for your mother? Have you stood up for her lately, making sure she realizes that you're right there with her, that you're on her side, that you want to care for her for as long as possible? No matter what happens, your mom needs to know she has your support. So defend, protect, and comfort her. Pay attention to what she's concerned about and what her interests are. And make sure she knows that you are there for her regardless of what may come. Number nine, love your mother cheerfully. Many times we take our troubles to our mothers, but we forget to bring the joys, the successes to them as well. You need to share both sides of that. Our moms need our encouragement to know that we are doing well. So we must be sure to stay positive. Make them laugh once in a while. Remember all the good times that we've had together. I can remember the older I got, the more, I don't know why, I started telling her jokes and making her laugh. And that made me feel as good as it made her feel. And I would do the same for Sue's mom. She was more of a mother than a mother-in-law. Great woman. Number 10. Love your mother honorably. Do you live in such a way that your mom is proud of you? If she has gone on, if she could see you right this moment, would she be proud? Nothing honors your mother so much as seeing you and your children becoming godly believers that are fully devoted to Jesus Christ. Show her that the seeds of love she has planted in you have resulted in a wonderful harvest of fruit for the kingdom of God. So let me ask again, do you love your mother? Do you love her unconditionally? Does she know you really care for her? How do you encourage her? How do you show her your devotion to her? There's nothing in the world as valuable as a godly mother. And it is immensely important to realize that. So love your mom verbally, physically, patiently, gratefully, generously, tenderly, forgivingly, devotedly, cheerfully, and honorably. And I'm sure each of you can think of a whole lot more ways than I could. But that's a start. Whether she lives close to you now or has gone on to be with the Lord, celebrate her life by how you live. And she'll see it and know it. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for our mothers, those that are with us today, those that have gone on before you. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave us all of our mothers. Jesus died on a cross with his mother right there at his feet. how hard that must have been for her. And we pray for both of them today. And Father, for those mothers and mothers-to-be, we pray your patience and love and understanding on them as well. May we care for one another more today, more tomorrow than we did yesterday. Help us to be better people, better Christians, better sons and daughters. And may we love our mothers even greater and show it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.